Hi, very good morning to all of you. Welcome back to the house of God. Hello, every nation, Church Penang, and all those in the other hall, community hall, MPH, and all those online. Welcome back to the house of God once again, right? So why are we here? We are here to honor God and make disciples. That's who we are. Give yourself another big hand. For those online, I know some of you are having the clapper. Okay, those online, probably you type 1-1. Yay, let's do it one more time. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I want to say, give another big hand to all those who are serving, all right, and how they have prepared this place for you and I, all right, and for all the last 2.5 months, okay, we have not been seeing all of us here, okay, assembly together, all right. We are now in the midst series called, who can tell me? Our church vitals. Now, in this series, we are talking about discovering what keeps the church alive. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, so every year, I want to take a season that we just talk about church, all right? Why? Because we want to align, okay, ourselves in terms of what is church all about, all right? So we are doing a 4-part series, and the part one, we have Pastor Sean. Pastor Sean is from our Every Nation Church Damansara. I hope you hear him, okay, what it means to be a vibrant church. All right, now, show me some sign of being vibrant. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, now, so he talked about what it means by gathering church. Okay, we must not neglect the assembly, okay, of the church people together, all right? And at the same time, okay, we got to scatter as well because we need to bring the gospel to where we are, okay, to our friends and family and so on. So we also talk about being a worshiping and praying church, all right? So in your personal walk, okay, never live without, okay, worshiping and praying every day, okay, communion with God, encounter God, okay? No matter what style you know of, whether loud or soft or quiet, the matter is still your heart, okay, wanting to worship the Lord. Sunday is where we come together. We want to celebrate, okay, and want to do it loud, okay, because we want to celebrate. Then we have Pastor Jojo that speak for us from Philippines. In part 2, we talk about the Spirit-filled church. You know, I really like the way he presented it because sometimes we think about Spirit-filled church, then the tongues, the giftings, the miracles, and all of those will pass. But the end of the day is whether your life transform or not. Okay? Whether you proclaim what God is doing in your life and continue to engage, okay, others, because the wonderful news, okay, and salvation that you have received. How many of you realize that you need not have to prove who you are or what you believe, because your lifestyle, okay, will cause curiosity to all those around you. Can I get an amen? All right, and they were so curious to know what has happened to you. Today, as we go on part 3, I want you all to raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand. Your right hand, okay? Your right hand, put 2 fingers like that, the other hand like that, all right? So what you all need to do, now you place here. Is it beating? Is there any pulse there? Alright. You need your neighbor to give you kiss of life. Alright, now today part 3, we're gonna talk about what is it?
A healthy
church. Now, I do not know whether you have seen paramedics, okay, or any doctors, and if you summon one to come along, how do you know the person is dead or alive? Paramedic will come with all his equipment, check this, check heart, you know, hear heartbeat, pulse, and all those. Maybe for you and I, what we will do will be I don't know whether you'll go near and hear whatever. You know, Mia and I was watching a series about gangster fighting and all those, all right? And then after all the fighting, the lady asked the good guy, say, he sees you alive. Then the good guy say, can you see his stomach still moving? I don't know what you look for as you talk about the vital signs, okay, of being healthy. So today as we explore and to discover what it means, okay, to be a healthy church. You know, I have this encounter or situation, not situation, encounter, experience. Okay, how many of you been to ICU? Not that you're in ICU, but you've been inside, all right? Now, I have this moment was very dramatic. This happened many years ago. How long ago? The time when pagers still exist. All right, I was with my elder brother in Singapore. We were walking along Orchard Road. He was just showing me, so long ago, right? So, showing me things. And suddenly his pager beep. And he quickly rushed to the public phone and made a call and said, "We got to go now." So I look at him, nothing to explain. Both of us ran, you know, catch the next SBS bus and straight, okay, to the hospital. In the hospital, okay, I know what which hospital. So we reached there, run to the ICU. Let me tell you, when we reached there, let me tell you that he has been praying, okay, for this lady, a mother of many children, okay, the last few days, the hospital has already warned to get all the families to come because the mother will go anytime, all right? So we reached there, so we pray, we sing song, Amazing Grace and all those. Nothing seems to happen. I mean, like, it's like a trigger, something that my brother received, so we went, so I went with him. So this is what I observed. So we were there, we sing and all those. And then suddenly, there's a moment, she has been coma for days and I don't know how long. And now suddenly she woke up. She woke up and then she called all her children's name. I don't know her name now, I just called her name. Then she said, "Ooh, come. Then she suddenly speak. "How are you all doing?" Okay, she's a new nation. So say, "Apa jadi, you know, what's happening?" And all those, okay, "Are you okay? Any children okay? Son okay? Daughter okay? Children okay? Grandchildren okay? Everybody okay? Okay, semua okay? Semua okay? All right. Ibu nak pergi sekarang. We are going now. I'm going now because Jesus is waiting. I'm going now. Bye, everybody take care. Everybody take care. Everybody take care. Bye." At that moment was the most dramatic because this meter was showing the figures of heartbeat pressure all going up and down, 100 plus, and go down 60, and then go 70, go up, and down. It was so dramatic. I was like, "Why am I here?" Amazing. There are some doctors in our midst, you know what I mean, all right? So I probably experienced that. That was just amazing because that lady said, "Jesus is waiting for me." Nurses came in to check all the vitals. Today, as we talk about what makes the church healthy. In other words, we got to relate to ourselves what makes a person healthy. Okay, we think about exercise, diet, eat well, sleep well. Yes, do you all do that? Please do so, all right? Please do so. Eat well, exercise well, eat well, okay, now sleep well. All those, all right now. So when you think about that, I read this story. This guy was high blood pressure, all kind of things, went to see the doctor. The doctor said, "From now onwards, you need to change your diet. Your diet, I'm going to give you, is this ham diet." Wow, ham diet. High blood pressure, sugar high, oh, ham diet. So happy. Well, let me tell you this. It is half as much. Half as much of everything that you're consuming right now. Last few days, I was in the government clinic. I saw this banner. Then I tried to go back and search. It's called the Suku Suku Sparrow. That means quarter, half. Okay, a diagram that show you what are the portion, okay, of food that we all got to eat to keep healthy. Now, what if the church is not healthy? Think about it. Sick. If the church is sick, what can we do? Nothing. All right? It become shame, in that sense, right? The Bible talks about that. What is the motivation for diet, exercise, all those? Because you want to have a healthy lifestyle. Amen? All right? Everybody keep a healthy lifestyle. You know, there was a moment in our Penang pastors' meeting, we said that, wow, we got to encourage all our pastors to be healthy because they work and no rest. All right? So, Bible talks about in Matthew 5:13 that says, "You are the salt of the earth." All right? And if the salt lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. So in other words, when Jesus talked about the church, he's talking about you and I. Amen? So we got to be healthy, okay, each and every one of us. In order for the church to be healthy, all of us got to be healthy. So what's the motivation, okay, to be healthy? In other words, as a church, you got to think about the gospel. Are we gospel-centric? Are we Jesus-centric? Because that will be the main motivation why are we here. Otherwise, if it's all of our food, as well, we open a restaurant. Yes, as well, we have club, you know, open up club, this club, that club, and so on. But that's not the ultimate goal. All right, the ultimate goal is where is the gospel in our heart, is Jesus in our life. Okay, that makes a lot of difference. When you think about the church, if there's no Jesus, there's no salvation. If there's no Christ, there's no Christian. Does that mean the church does not exist? Right? So the motivation or the central of everything that we do, got to go back to who Jesus is and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have you ever considered, right, what's your life motivation? Sometimes when we are in a service, like, wow, how many of you realize that the days when you became a Christian, those days, right, about 10, 20 years ago, we can sit down in a service 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, no sweat. Today, worship time has been shortened, word life has been shortened, prayer meeting has been shortened, and prayer night is the least attended. Can you picture that? But when you go to movies, no more going movies, all shut. Now you Netflix. That's where you get your Netflix. You can sit down there for hours. Friends, have you considered what fits into your mind, into your heart, and to your spirit? It's not Netflix, friend. Because Netflix didn't die for you. Jesus did. Yeah, good, amen. All right, so as much as we want to keep ourselves fit, we go to gym and all those to be healthy. What does it mean to be healthy, church? What are the healthy vital signs? There are many, but I want to center, okay, these three things that probably keep us, okay, going to be healthy. All start with your letter G, okay? Number one, a healthy church is a growing church. Now, when you think about growing, okay, parents who are here, when you see your child, do you want to see your child grow? Yes. Today, no, like that, right? But in our days, we want our baby to be, whoa, so chubby, you know, fit. Oh, everybody loves the baby, chubby baby. But today is not the case, right? Today is not a case. I remember when Deborah when Deborah was born, okay, when we take her to the clinic, okay, the government clinic, and then the check say, okay, the nurse will say, you jaga-jaga, you watch out, huh? Jangan jadi anak jadi obese. Huh? So it means to say, be careful not to have your baby become obese. Then you draw, they have this chart, and then plot, and they show that it's at the higher level, okay, things like that. So when we think about that, it's not just about growing in size. Every parent will know whether your child grow mentally well, emotionally, right? All the more, as we come to church, we are very concerned, okay, if you are spiritually well as well, all right? In other words, all these are very important, whether you are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all is one. You are one body with all this. You cannot be physically well, but spiritually you are not. Right now, you can grow so big, but emotionally you're so disturbed. Cannot. You can be very skinny, and yet, okay, you can be strong. Right? Somebody said that you can be very skinny, but high blood pressure. Those days, I thought that when you are slim, then such thing will not happen, but it's not the case all the time. So one thing for sure is that if you are healthy, then you should be accomplishing what God has called you to do. Okay, life is precious. No. So in other words, whatever you do, you should get better each time. Amen. So let's say you're doing a mathematics or science or history, you get better. If you're studying, you're doing that, you get better each time. I used to tell the youth in those days, okay, I've been a youth pastor for years. I said, hey, young men, young boys, young girls, make sure you study hard and get a better result than your pastor. They were thinking that pastor, bodoh, okay? Didn't get good result, no other job, that's why I become a pastor. Then one of the Form 3 ones say, so pastor, what do you get? Form 3, yeah? So you want to know? You must get, promise me, must get better than my result. Okay? Say, yeah! I say, pastor got 8 A's. Okay, so everybody call you. I say, study hard, all right? You must study hard, all right, now. So that's where, as a student, you bring honor, okay, and bring glory, okay, to God. Okay, not just for yourself, yes, for yourself, for parents, but all the more, okay, when you do well, you bring glory, okay, to God, right? So, likewise for, in a church also the same, every head, every leaders, every disciple, okay, we have, my prayer is that you do better than your pastor. Yes, all right. Now, as we go on this, you know, in the Bible, you also talk about you want anything to grow, you plant, you water, you cultivate, you harvest. Then you repeat the whole cycle again. Okay, you plant, you water, you cultivate, you harvest. And sometimes, after doing all the planting, the watering, and cultivate, the most important time was the harvest. You got to bring the harvest because it's only a short time before the harvest will come in. All right. Otherwise, have you ever planted papaya? Is that easiest? You got to guard. You water, you put whatever fertilizer and all those. You got to watch. Greens, you okay? When you know it's about the yellow about to come out, you better wrap up. I was a time that I said, just wait. The next morning, I wake up and I went to the other side. It's all yellow because I'm only seeing this side is green, but the other side has turned yellow and there's a big hole. Gone. Because all the work done but didn't guard. All right. So how do you define growth? What measurement can we use? How do you quantify? Because sometimes when it comes to church, it's so subjective. But I can't deny that many times we can't run away about your coming. Taking attendance. We can't run away with that. Okay, because it's just the first indication, your coming. How are you growing? You cannot say that I'm growing, but I can't see you anywhere. All right. So I also can't deny that with that or realize that even in our church growth, many times when we look at small group, we look at our Sunday service, yes, we look that, okay, we have to write report, yes, okay, fine. But how many of us realize that church growth is beyond all those? Yeah, all right. So in every nation, we talk about believe, belong, become. How you believe, how you belong, how you become. How do we measure that? Okay, before we come to about this 3B, we talk about our 3F. How you follow, how you fellowship, how you fish. How many of us realize that we've not been on the stage? I've not been talking about this for some time. These three areas is about your relationship. How are you growing in your belief part, in your follow part? How is your relationship with Christ Jesus? And then all the foundation about praying, worship, and all those come in, all right? So, our discipline. You want to measure someone the next layer, then how many those. But it's beyond all those. That is just to get us to be disciplined. Just like when you want to build 1 hour, 2 hours, for lifting weight, 1 kg, 2 kg. Can, right? Your mother go to buy a rice pack, it's already 5 kg. Your mom carry gym all the time, all right now. So you increase 10, 20, 30. You measure in that. How is your following? How is your relationship with Christ Jesus? Fellowship. How is your relationship with other believers? Okay, how we grow here, we grow by our life group. Okay, we build relationship. How are you growing in that area? When you talk about fish, Jesus said, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. How are you fishing? Not just a physical fish. Let me tell you, when first time Sean brought a group of us, went to fish, when the first fish you caught, your life changed, man. Do that. You got to have a fishing trip one more time, all right? Now, why is that so? Because all that matters to God. If that matters to God, we better do it because you got to make that we matters that as well. So one thing for sure, that all of us are saved to love God, worship Him, serve Him. Yes? Okay, so we are, okay, created in that sense right now. We also commissioned to reach the lost. Parable of the lost sheep. The principle is leave the 99 and go for the one that is lost. Now, someone said this, if there is still one lost out there, the church is not big enough. All right? Now, nowadays when I talk to believers, friends, and I'm like, all your friends are all believers. Okay, where are your non-believing friends? I mean, people have not yet to know Jesus. The best thing is to check your phone list. So every time when I go up, whether jogging, walking, what else, running, eating, hiking, whatever I do, then I walk, I open my eyes, look at people. If people smile to me, then I smile, hey, hello. If they don't look at me, it's very hard to engage a conversation, all right? Whenever in the lift, people go up, bit by side, then I look at him, hello. How long you take to do this? But he didn't tell me what to do. Because I praise him for his body, all right, now. All right, now, recently, last February, we did our Volunteers Day Out turn-in, all right? Because every year, beginning of year, we want to do, okay, a Leaders Day Out. But this time, it was day in. We have online games, all those, all right? But my highlight is when 67 of you responded in the Google form. I said, share with me, who are your three friends? Imagine the 67 times three, what do you get? 204. 201, okay? Oh, friends, that can easily spark off a revival, man. And I said, let's have a place where we can engage our friends. All your three friends showed up, okay, and now revival will take place. Let me tell you that whichever way that we want to say it, just start with one. Because if there's one, there is two. When there's three, you eat one hot dog, you want a second hot dog. You only want a third one. Okay, now. So when there's one, there is two, there's three. Now, Jesus said that if you have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. And it's very true. This is a principle. If you are very faithful, even with that little job that everybody despises in your office, and you do it well, wow, the eyes of your boss, boom, one more, one more, one more. At the end of the day, that's why you hear stories like people who start as a clerk and now is the senior manager because he was so faithful with the little things that they have been given to them. Because it's a principle, okay, that God has laid, all right? Now, so I hope, okay, that this will become some kind of new measure of effectiveness, okay, in everyone's life, in how you build relationship, and so on, all right? Now, from MCO Day last year, July until now, okay, practically, I started two live groups. How? Started with one. I'd like to show you some photos. Some of you are here. All right, this is, we call it SG4. Okay, we started it since July. It's when, can I mention him? When Dr. Pei Ching gave me a message. Because I have few names in my mind. I just don't know when. But that message triggered me that, yes, we can do this. Okay, we can do it. So I messaged them one by one. Message Pei Ching, then Dr. Isaac came, then Ken came, Ken brought Felice, and then who else? Pitching brought Yishuan, then Matthew, I heard about Matthew came back. All right, so one by one, I messaged them. This was a recent photo. How? This started with one. Last January, okay, I got this contact from Pastor Timothy, and I want to introduce you, Nick and Corinne. Nick and Corinne. Wave your hand, all right. So it's our new member added, all right. Now, so they live in Butterworth. Pastor Tim said, Pastor Norton, can you connect them? Can you engage them? I said, all right. Then I couldn't message them. We have not met. We don't know each other. Maybe it's Tommy in photo, whatever, I don't know, all right. I said, okay, are you interested? Yeah. Okay, all right. We have not met. So are you okay with Zoom? Zoom, okay, we Zoom. We Zoom the whole month of February until which day that we met for the first time, they could cross over to Penang, so we have our first dinner together. Initiative. You can engage, you can grow. All right, one by one. How we measure? One by one. Amen? All right, now, so that is one, all right? How a healthy church is one that is growing. Number two, a healthy church is a giving church. We cannot separate church health from growing and also from giving. Now, how many of us know that the testing of giving normally is not at your good times, but it's always at your bad times? Yes, the testing will come. If good times, you better give more, all right? But when bad times come, difficult times, it's really a test, all right? I've been tested throughout times and days and weeks and then when during young. So I will know what it means when you are tested, when you have none. And you have more, okay, what do? You give. So strange like that when in your lowest time that you are tested. And not just financially, but everything. But I like the passage, okay, of the Macedonian church. You know, Paul was going around to have a collection, okay, to help, okay, the believers, okay, in Jerusalem. And this is the account in verse 1 to verse 5 that says, now I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, what God in His kindness has done through the churches in Macedonia. They are being tested. How? By many troubles. Many times when we have this mind that, okay, Pastor, when I'm ready, then I give. Okay, now cannot. I'm so busy now, cannot. Friends, when you lack, when you are lack and you are busy, that's the best time, okay, to give to the Lord now and to serve. And they are very poor, but they are also filled, okay, with abundance of joy. Can you see a difference? Which has overflow in rich generosity. And then they continue to say, for I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it in their own free will. They backed us. Can you imagine? They are facing troubles. They have lack. They are poor. But they beg Apostle Paul again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift of the for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped. For their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. It was Macedonian church, okay, the believers are truly commendable, and that testimony is truly powerful. Amen. All right. Now, there's a time in my growing up, church building, not this one. After the, when I heard this testimony, I said, after the, what they call that, the building fund, everybody stops. But I still, I said, God, I still want to give. Until the treasurer was like, who is this guy? Huh? Then I tried to change my writing and all that. Somehow they discovered it was me. Then they have to come and talk to me. Okay, GP, can you stop? Keep on giving, all right? So I want to encourage all of us. Okay, I'm going to talk a bit about, give an update of our building fund, okay, next week, all right? So I'll leave it there for next week. Now, how do you know that you are healthy in your giving? So just three things for you to encourage you. Number one, okay, is your giving should be prioritized. How's your expenditure like? How do you manage that? Well, I encourage you, you prioritize. If God is first in your life, you prioritize that, all right? Now, Proverbs 3, 9 and 10, you probably hear many of these scriptures when any leaders that come out and challenge you to give to the Lord. Honor the Lord with your wealth, okay, and with the first fruit of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. When you prioritize, you give the best to the Lord. Not the other way, spend everything. God, I only left this much. You got to reverse that. It's a principle. You know, it's not something you like or don't like. It's a principle. Just like gravity principle. You take, it won't float, it will drop. All right? It's a principle. And what's the result? You watch out. You watch out. Your barns will be filled with plenty. Your vats will be bursting with wine. Now you're thinking, some of you like, wow, I go home, wow, all the wine. Ah. No, it doesn't mean like that, right? Okay, now, how do you know, okay, your giving is healthy? Your giving should be proportionate. Yes, when you love God, you want to give all. When you love somebody, you want to give all. So that's where the saving, when you get married, is what? Before you get married. yours is yours, mine is yours. After married, yours is mine, mine is mine. Okay, now. So you got to be proportionate, right? God said that when you bring your tithes, you bring it full. It's 10%, it's full. It's not 9%. It's not 5. It's not 1. It's not 20 either. Right? It's 10. Proportionate. Into the house, in the storehouse, that there may be food in my house and thereby put me to test, says the Lord of hosts. You want to test? Go and test. But I tell you, God always wins, all right? I've already done all my testing. So I said, God, it's yours. All right now, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Do you know what's the window of God? Window of heaven? Oh. You want God to pour down His blessing? You have no room to contain them. I got many stories to tell, but no time really. Okay, now, 1 Corinthians 16:2. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come. You know, I was just thinking, as time goes, right, all everything will be online. We don't have to do physical collection anymore. Save a lot of work as well. Okay, counters, count, banging, bang here, bang there. All right, can save a lot of work. But here, Paul says, first day, you proportionately, you plan, okay, what you do. Your giving should be praiseworthy. It's 3P, okay? Praiseworthy. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. when God looks at you, wow, see, God is so happy. How many of us want God to be angry? No way, man. You want God to be happy and say, God loves a cheerful giver. Wow, God is so pleasing. I do not know many of you who have heard the story of the Sea of Galilee versus the Dead Sea. You know, we were in the Holy Land, the Jordan River, small, flows down to the Sea of Galilee. That's where all happening, all the lively things all taking place, both fishing, birds, people, activity, homes, all in the Sea of Galilee. Because it's alive, it's healthy. And when he flows down to the Dead Sea, it's called Dead Sea. What does that tell? Everything is dead. We only go there to float, okay? Because the density of the salt, nothing can live there. You've got a wound, you go down there, you come out, hey, you! Dead Sea, because it's not giving life. It doesn't flow out anymore. When we were there, they said, now the Dead Sea is getting smaller. Friends, I hope the story of the Sea of Galilee and Dead Sea speaks to all of us. Someone said this very well. When you make Jesus Lord of your life, it will cost you something. If it doesn't cost you anything, then he is not Lord of your life. You can imagine when, if you are sick, or the church is sick, how can the church give? If the church, if you're physically sick, how can you do more work? You needed help, right? Third one, healthy church. We cannot separate a healthy church from growing, from giving. The third one is that a healthy church is a going church. Say with me, going. So in part one, we talk about a vibrant church, a gathering church. Yes, the house of God is where we gather. Why we need a building? People come together, we worship, we celebrate. But at the same time, we need to scatter, we need to go. We need to go. So a healthy church is far more than just a place to gather for fellowship. But it's a place that we should go. Isn't it true when the local church become more of a place of gathering rather than a people of going, then it ceases to be the part of where the New Testament church talk about? Going church. What does it mean to be a going church? I talk about this tree because it's who we are. Okay, number one, a going church must make disciples. We are called to make disciples. Matthew 28, 18, 19. Over that board, you see, therefore, go and make disciples. We are called to make disciples. But many times in our mind, yes, make disciples, make disciples. It's always in the behind of our mind. You've got to bring it to the front. We've got to go and make disciples. We are in the business to make, okay, disciples. Say with me, make disciples. In order to make disciples, you must know who they are. So number two, you got to mark. You all grow in our life group. Who we are, friends, who? We got to mark. Okay, we got to mark. Who are they? Okay, one of my major life goals, making disciples, is also to mark disciples. Who are they? Now, when, talking about make disciples, when you mark disciples, you look for them. Jesus looked for all disciples. He looked for them and he called them. Now, one of the indications that I realize is when the person make a faith decision, I want to be water baptized. Many of us do not know, if you live in a country like Laos, China, Vietnam, it's not easy to get water baptized. I hear stories, we went to some of these places, we hear their testimony. They have to find a time at night, 12 a.m., midnight. And they got to find a place that nobody around to be water baptized. It's not easy to water baptize. In the New Testament, when they are water baptized, Jesus is Lord. Old Testament, no, New Testament, they are under persecution. In order for them to say that, that means they are ready to die. That's what it means. But all those, they understand, but many Christians, water baptism, I want baptize, don't want to baptize. water baptism is an indication. Now, I read this story, I'd like to read to you about the story of William Barker. tells of a machinist in the Ford Motor Company in Detroit many years ago, when he became a Christian and was water baptized. Shortly after he was saved, the Holy Spirit convicted him that he needed to do something, restitution. Why? Because he has been taking company's machine parts, tools, home. So it's like he has stolen from the company before he became a Christian. So because of that conviction, Holy Spirit came upon him. He saved, God, Holy Spirit came upon him. He water baptized. He went to his manager. And when he bring the manager, he said, "Now, all these things I have stolen. Now I bring everything back to you." And he explained why. He became a Christian. Holy Spirit came upon him. He water baptized. Now he returned everything. The boss or his manager was dumbfounded, don't know what to do. Quickly give a call to Mr. Ford. "Mr. Ford, we have this guy." Do you know what was Mr. Ford's reply with the story that I read? Mr. Ford replied by saying this. "Tell this boss, this is what you need to do. Go and make a dam in Detroit and baptize the whole city." Of course, when I read, I still don't know true or not, but it makes sense. Because there's a change in life. So you mark number three, you mature them. You know, we are here in the business of making disciples. Our time is up. All right. So there's no shortcut to maturity. It takes 21 years to be matured. There's also only an age. It takes a full season for the fruit to be matured and ripened. Now it's the mango season. Durian coming. Christian character also the same. It takes time. Fruit, Holy Spirit is the fruit. You got to grow. How many of us realize that when the farm, when they pick up all these fruits, they were not ripe? It's all green, right? So that he lasts longer. So when he reached you, he reached the store, what happened? To be sold the next day, they pump in oxygen so that it ripe over fast. That's where you eat, right? Versus the papaya fruit that, like I say, it ripe on the tree, and those that is pumped with gas, which one tastes nicer? Tree. It takes time. Oxygen, overnight, you can sell, you can eat, all right? So with that, I want to leave with you all, what does it mean to be a healthy church? Let us grow. Let us give. Let us go. Amen? Shall we give a lot of big hand? Yes. All right, worship team up. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands as we talk about our church vitals. All the more, we always can always reflect our own body as well, how we want our physical body to be healthy. Not only that, we talk about our mental, our emotion. And as we come to in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, we talk about our spiritual life as well. And all that, Lord, is the one package. Father, I pray for all of us, in order to be healthy, Father, I pray that we will grow, we will give, we will grow and go, Lord. Father God, I also realize it's only when we are healthy. Church is every one of us. When we are healthy Christian, when each and every one of us are healthy, then it makes a healthy church. Father, I pray, Lord God, even as the keys to keeping healthy is none other than causing us, Lord, to be Jesus-centric and gospel-centric. And with that, Lord, then we will preach Jesus. We will go in Jesus' name. We will pray in Jesus. We will fellowship, okay, among believers. And to go in the name of Almighty Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I commit all of us into your hands. I pray even for every one of us as we keep ourselves fit and healthy. Father, I pray, oh God, Lord, that we also keep our spiritual life healthy. So that, oh God, Lord, that we will grow, we will give, and we will go. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. 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 Let's give Jesus a big hand.